And we are live.
We are back.
From the creepy cabin itself.
Yes.
Here, where we live.
Where we live.
Now, little update. Ashley Butterfingers over here broke her mic again.
I
somehow managed to do it.
No,
is all jacked.
I was setting up a new situation.
And it involves smashing your mic.
I didn't smash my... The plug just
fell out. It's broken again. It keeps breaking.
The plug just fell
out. I'm going to have to use my expertise to... Thankfully, I bought 6 of these things.
Well, you didn't have a choice.
Came in bulk. But yeah, I got a bunch of jacks. So yeah, I keep smashing it.
I didn't smash it. I just shifted it. And the...
You shift all over it.
Yeah, and then the dingle
the
fell
dingle
out.
Thing. Okay. Well, it is December. It is Christmas season.
Ho, ho, ho.
And we are ready to not watch Christmas horror movies. I don't know why.
There's a
we
new one.
We should have planned this.
There's a new one.
What is it?
It's got the guy from Stranger Things, Hopper. He plays like a Santa.
Oh! I started watching that. Christmas Horror Story.
What? It's called Christmas Horror Story?
No, I don't think. It's a guy that looks like Hopper.
No, Hopper's in it. Pause. Okay. No, let's look up this. Let's
All
look
right,
the trailer.
Hang on. Yeah, that's right. Not Christmas Horror Story. It is Violent Night.
Yeah, he plays Santa.
He plays Santa Claus. Anyway, I was watching this Christmas Horror Story. I haven't finished it yet. But the guy in it, I was like, where do I know this guy?
I don't think he looks like David Harbour.
He doesn't look like
David Harbour.
Nothing
like him at all. He looks like 40 years older than him.
You know who he looks like.
Yeah.
In Ernest Saves Christmas, mm-hmm. there's the guy who does like the kids shows who Santa picked to be the new Santa.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God, I think it's that guy.
Is it?
It's not. I checked. But wouldn't have that been great?
That would have been great.
Because this is like a Christmas horror movie. If they cast that guy
yeah.
as Santa, that would be fucking perfect. Opportunity wasted. Of course, because it's Hollywood.
Always.
I wonder if they picked a guy that looked like him. I don't know.
I don't know.
All white guys with beards look the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Anyway. So what movie do we got today? Do you remember?
I remember now. It's Insidious. Because I asked you earlier.
Insidious, one of the newer horror movies, kind of a fun one.
I did a brief Google to see how long it was. I didn't actually see the time, but it was like, this is the scariest new movie ever.
Nope. Okay. don't go in expecting that.
Okay, well.
The scariest movie?
It has Ed Wood in it.
It does. So this is directed by James Wan, the same guy who directed The Conjuring. So I always like when this happens, when, you know, directors and actors, kind of like Tim Burton and Johnny Depp,
mm-hmm.
that they must get along. So I guess they're both probably okay, or both lunatics, one or the other.
Yeah, they're either crazy mesh as well, or they're both cool.
Michael Flanagan does this all the time. He always reuses the same actors. I like that.
I mean,
it must mean they mesh well.
Yeah, and you know that they'll do the job, unless you're a bad director. Like, you know. You know what to expect from them.
Yeah.
They know what to expect from you.
So, I do have some news.
What?
Some, a headline hunter, if you will. We haven't said that in a while. We could have used that before. With the announcement of Crystal Lake by Brian Fuller.
Oh, yeah.
Could have done a headline hunter, but we didn't. But anyway, the headline hunter today, I just read. Now, you know the Dark Tower series by Stephen King.
Yeah.
So they made a movie out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
No.
It was...
Maybe I watched it with you.
I think... I don't know. It was fine, I guess. It was kind of one of those mediocre, forgettable movies. But anyway, we keep hearing about, like, a show that they're trying to make.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps falling through. Like, this... The book series, it's 7 books. They're pretty giant books. And it's just a complete clusterfuck of a story. So they've been trying to get this into a show. Clearly, you can't make one movie out of it. I mean, there's main characters who weren't in the movie.
Need seasons.
There's like 4 main characters.
And how many books is it?
2 of them weren't there. It's 7 books.
Okay. And they're big books.
They're big books.
Yeah, so you need seasons.
Yeah. So... I guess they are finally making a show about this.
Knock on wood for now.
Yeah. So guess who's directing it?
Who?
Michael Flanagan.
Ooh.
The man who we just mentioned. That's kind of why I brought it up in my mind.
Oh, I see.
But anyway, he's planning 5 seasons and then 2 movies.
Oh.
Which won't happen. It's not going to happen. This will be canceled by the 3rd season. There's no doubt in my mind. Like, you can't plan ahead. You can't just plan to have a show that's five seasons at all and then get two movies afterwards.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird to me. It always, I don't like it when they do shows and then also a movie.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like it should be either be all shows or all movies, like crossing them together.
Yeah.
It's always weird to me.
I don't mind it if the show gets canceled, like, prematurely.
Like Firefly, the Firefly, Serenity.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was, you know, that was their only option.
Yeah, like, and I'm still holding out hope that Hannibal is going to have something like that. I know, but it's not going to happen at this point.
There's no way.
Hope. I'm holding out hope. I'm holding it out. Holding it out.
I'm sorry. The show is amazing, but it's done.
No.
We should rewatch that. That was a fun movie.
Yeah.
Fun
show. We can do a little mini podcast about it within this podcast.
Oh.
But I was rewatching Hannibal.
So speaking of Michael Flanagan, he did a show called Midnight Club.
Yeah, that got canceled.
Yeah. I was just going to bring that up.
Sorry, I was going to bring it up to you the other day, not on the podcast, just to see you get sad.
Yeah. It wasn't his best, but it was still like I watched it. Like, it wasn't as good as Haunting of Hill House or Haunting of Bly Manor.
You were looking forward to it, though. I remember that.
Yeah, it was okay. The thing is, the cast was very young, so the acting wasn't as good. Like, that's one of the strong points of his other two shows, is they had really good actors.
I mean, you can't always strike gold, though.
Mm-hmm. But it was okay. I actually didn't realize it was supposed to be a series, because I hadn't finished it at that point, and then I saw it was canceled, and I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Oh.
I was expecting it to be concluded. But he told us what happened in season two.
Oh, cool.
I haven't read it.
Oh. Well, you might as well finish season one. And
I
then...
did. I just finished it. But anyway, yeah, that's kind of a bummer. Not his best. Still wanted to see a season two.
Mm-hmm.
Another new show, Wednesday, which you haven't seen?
I haven't seen. I don't watch anything.
Man. Okay. Well,
like,
this is...
My Critical Role went on like a 3-week hiatus, and I was like, I'll totally finish this episode and catch up. I never did.
Good Lord. What do you even do on Thursdays? Just go to bed?
I haven't. Well, I was doing nano and then going to bed so I could wake up early to do nano.
Oh, that's true. How did that go? Tell us about nano. Tell us what nano is.
NaNoWriMo is National Novel Writing Month, where you have to write 50,000 words in 1 month. That is...
That's not possible.
1,667 words a day. It's possible. I did it.
Impossible.
I did it. I've done it like 9 times.
That blows my mind. I've done it once. And it took a lot out of me.
Yeah, it's exhausting. That's why I have my project off to the side and I'll go back to it in January.
Nah, doesn't happen. I did this like 3 years ago.
No, I'm going back to it. I'm going back to it.
Okay. What'd you write about?
D&D table.
A D&D table? Mm-hmm. 50,000 words on a table?
Just about the table, specifically about the table.
Going into extreme detail on this table? You
know, the wood of this table.
Really hard.
Really hard. Really, really hard wood. No, it's just... adventures of people who hang out at that table.
Oh, that's fun.
Very nerdy.
God, write what you know, I guess. Fucking dork. Yep. Who did I even marry?
Have you looked at yourself?
Hey, I'm cool.
Cool nerdy.
I'm not that cool.
I mean, you're wearing a Mothman shirt. That's pretty cool.
Oh, I am wearing a Mothman shirt. But anyway, I guess adult fears. We got a couple of these this week.
Oh, go on.
So... my first adult fear, Starbucks.
Still upset by this.
Oh my God. This is the maddest I've ever seen you.
Hi.
All right. So here's what happened, people. We have this habit of getting these vanilla cream cold brews, either from Tim Hortons, but Tim Hortons started letting us down. So we started getting them at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've never been, Starbucks is a coffee place. And
have you heard of it?
So what you can do, you can order from an app and then they make your coffee and then they set it out. Like, if your name starts with a W, they put it by the W things. So you ordered it and I'm like, don't worry, sweetie. I will handle it this time.
I'll go get it.
And so I went up there. I look for the G section. Because your name is Ginger.
On the app. Because Ashley's... because I've gone there a few times and there's like three other Ashleys. A million Ashleys. So I'm like, I'm just going to nip this in the bud.
Yeah. You could have picked Wade. Would have saved me some trouble. But that's okay. That's fine. You can be Ginger. So I look at the G section. They said the order is ready. It's not there. So I'm like, okay. I guess I'll just wait a little bit. Maybe it's back there somewhere. I'm waiting. It's not coming out. And then I text you, like, what's going on? They said it was ready, and I'm not seeing it anywhere. And you're like, I don't know.
Go ask them.
And so I'm just sitting there, like, you know, it hasn't gotten to that point. I could just wait here a little longer. Wait a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not coming out. I'm starting to lose hope here.
Yeah.
I text you again. I don't know what to do.
And my response is, go talk to them.
And then my response is, kill me now, please. And you respond back with a little gif of shooting. Okay. And so I get in the line to talk to them. And no one is addressing me. And they're all busy working. They're all, like, mixing drinks and doing all this shit, like, at rapid pace. It looks like they're in fast forward a little bit. And I'm like, what do I do? Do I shout at them? Hey!
Hey, excuse me.
Where's my drinks?
Where's my drinks?
Oh, sorry, sir. What is your name? My name is... my name is Ginger. Is there an order for Ginger back there?
There's multiple times that people order for their spouses and their partners and shit, and their names don't match up with what they're getting. So
right, right. Of course. They know that.
Wouldn't have been that weird.
Everybody in the store knows that. My name's not Ginger.
Yes.
And so I'm waiting in line, you know, just waiting for someone to notice me. Kind of got a finger up, please. But I'm not saying anything. They don't address me. And I'm there for like 5 to 10 minutes. It feels like an eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking, I am either going to be here all day, or I don't know. That's it. Or option two is I leave.
Uh-huh.
It's either that or I shout at service workers.
You had to shout at them?
I had to shout at them. It was loud in there.
Mm, okay.
So I left.
So we left.
And I come home. Ashley's, I know you're an addict. Because of how you responded. What the fuck, Andrew?
I did not say that.
Jesus. You buried your head in the desk. Like, how could you do this to me?
I didn't say what.
I can't even cancel the order. We wasted $11.
Yeah, we did.
$11. We've wasted more than that in our lives. Let's be honest. It's a waste every time. It's unhealthy.
Yeah.
You know, the best thing you could do after spending $11 on Starbucks is to just dump it down the drain. And so that's kind of what I did.
Yeah.
So yeah, somebody stole our drinks. I came home empty-handed. I felt like a failure of a man.
You went out in the wild.
You know what I mean? Like,
you went out in the wild to get food. Yeah, I went on my hunt. And you couldn't
to
provide.
To get the Starbucks.
Couldn't provide the food.
I brought nothing back.
It happens.
Oh, man. But yeah, that's what happened. I just left instead of...
And now you'll never go back to Starbucks again.
I'm never setting foot in that store again. So, what do you think happened? Did somebody steal it?
I think maybe they were busier and the order wasn't ready yet.
It was ready. I was there for 20 minutes.
I don't know. Maybe.
There were people just coming in, grabbing their drinks. People going, ordering, getting it, leaving.
Yeah, I don't know.
What I think, some other woman sent her idiot husband to get the drinks. And he grabbed the wrong ones.
Probably.
Yeah. That's what I think happened. So
you should have just grabbed.
Ladies... Starbucks isn't for us. You should know this, Ashley. It is your duty to go in and get the drinks. And so I pretended to work that into a diet. Now I'm on one of those.
Oh, that's why your diet started.
Yeah. Like, you know what? I'm just never going to drink this again. I don't deserve it.
Well, I'm going to get it again.
When? To celebrate your successful diet?
Yeah.
Good. Dental update.
Dun, 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 dun,
my
dun,
dentist
dun.
Retired officially.
And there's a new old dentist there now.
A new old dentist?
Yeah, according to your dad.
Okay. Is he a dick too?
I mean, he was the one that was ranting to your dad about how he doesn't like his parents.
That's right.
Me and your mom were trying to figure out just how old this guy actually is because your dad said he's got a cane and he's old.
An old guy with a cane. Dude, my friend Steve's had a cane for like 20 years. He's my age.
But your dad called him an old guy.
So I got to find a new dentist. I don't want the old guy or this young asshole.
Yeah.
The hip old man who hates his parents. The backwards hat. I'm good.
Jeez, leave me alone, mom and dad.
All right. So I said I had two adult fears.
Yeah, what's it
This
on?
Is a twofer. School pictures. your face.
I get so sad whenever I walk by this picture.
The thing about school pictures, they say, how many do you want? And you don't know. You haven't even seen the picture
yet. Yeah.
Now, we're a couple years in, and I realize I want the minimum amount of school pictures.
Yeah. We just got it. They just like the magnet, too, the fridge magnet.
The magnet's cool.
But now I get sad every time I walk by it.
So anyway, Logan's had a couple school pictures, and like the first time his hair was sticking up weird, and like they don't give a fuck.
No, they gotta get pictures.
They get you in, they get you out.
Mm-hmm.
If there's cheese on your face, there's cheese in that picture.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we're gonna get pictures, first off, I'd rather just take them myself over school pictures. But if you're gonna get real pictures, then get real pictures. Don't rely on school pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Naomi's picture this year.
Oh, God.
Ah.
It's her first time getting school pictures. First time in school.
Little nervous about getting them back. And then, so she hates school.
She cries every single day that she has school.
She has severe separation anxiety.
From me.
You.
Yeah.
She doesn't give a fuck about me. She did not see me for the rest of her life, and I don't think she'd care. I don't think she'd ask.
She
Where's
would.
Dad?
She would.
I really don't think
I
she'd
think
give
she
a
would.
Fuck.
She
maybe,
loves you.
Maybe
she
in like has, 2 years.
She has so much fun with you.
She does. That's why it baffles me that she just doesn't care at all about me.
She
like,
cares
if you're
about
gone
you.
And it's just me and her, she's like, where's mom? Like, I'm here. Do you want to play? She's like, I want mom. I will do things with you. Let's have fun while mom's gone. She's like, mom's gone. I'm like, yes, mom is gone. I'm sorry. But anyway, the picture, she has just the fakest, saddest
Her
smile.
Eyes. That's her eyes.
Her
eyes
are
eyes.
Just dead.
Yeah.
And like the conferences, we talked to the teacher. Well, you talked to the teacher.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, we heard someone laugh, and it turned out to be Naomi.
It was the first time we heard that. I'm like, she's laughing here all the time.
She is such a happy kid. Like, to hear this coming from school, that she never laughs. They were like, they thought it was strange to hear a laugh come from her. And then to see that picture, her dead-eyed, fake smile picture, was so upsetting.
Yeah. Not every time I walk in, but she loves that picture.
I know.
I think because it's a magnet. So she's...
So you got her these little emotion things.
Yeah.
That she can sort this out.
Well, I got them because she likes them at her school. So I figured if we had... They're from her school. The same book that she has at school. The same, like, toy that she plays with a lot. So I figured maybe having something from home and at school being the same might, like...
Yeah. So, like, I was playing with her the other day. And I was like, so, Naomi... How do you feel at school? Point to the emotion. And she pointed to the sadness one. I was like, now, what do you want to feel at school? And she's like, sadness.
Oh, so she grinned.
Yeah. Like, I want to be sad at school. Like, you want to be? No. I don't think you're listening. Which one do you want to be sad? Oh, man.
Well, it's like
I don't know what to do here.
She cries to them when I first wake her up in the morning on school days. And then usually by the time we're leaving and going to school, she walks to the car willingly. She's laughing, having a good time in the car. And then when we get into the school, she's like, you got to walk in with me. And I'm like, eh.
Are you allowed to?
I mean, I go in the building with her. And then when we get to the classroom, I stand back and she goes in.
Oh, okay.
But she's like, I want you to help me find my name. But then she usually just walks in by herself. And I just away.
Okay, that's fine.
But yeah, so like she's not crying at school or anything like that. She's just... When she wakes up, because usually I go in there, turn off her fan, and start looking for clothes for her to wear, and then she's like, I don't want to go to school. And she wakes up.
That's so sad. I'm glad I'm asleep for all this.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to do? Do you want to watch this movie?
Do I have any questions for you?
Grill me.
Would you rather be possessed or have a haunted house? Or like, ooh, live in a haunted house?
Live in a haunted house. Man, you know what? I'm not 100% sure I'm not possessed. This is the thing about possession. Like, there's sort of this, oh boy. The real possessions that I hear about. Like, you have control of your body. There's just this other thing in there that's, like, pushing you to do bad stuff that you don't want to do. Like, it's not you're trapped somewhere deep inside watching as a distant observer as something controls your body.
Oh. Oh, interesting. Okay.
So there was that one time where I got super mad and I yelled. And as I yelled, my keyboard died.
Mm-hmm.
I think we brought that up on this podcast.
Yeah.
And that is like a paranormal sign. Like, ghosts drain batteries all the time. Like, this is a common paranormal phenomenon. They're like, we just charged these batteries. Oh, my God. The ghost drained them.
Oh, shit.
Every show.
I feel like with those shows, it's secretly just some, like, assistant going, heh.
Like, or just them doing it.
Recording it. Like, no, or like the, yeah, like.
This is why I hate these Ghost Hunter shows. Like, it's so easy to fake these.
You guys saw me plug it in, God. Right?
And, like, none of them are believable. Like, the Zach Bagans guy is apparently very popular in the paranormal community, I found. But he just seems like such a fraud to me.
And I guess my question is kind of, like, oftentimes, haunted houses, you could get possessed from whatever's in that house. So they're kind
of
like...
That's the thing. The stages of possession.
Yeah.
That the Warrens laid out.
It starts with the house, doesn't it?
Starts, What were they again? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
There's infestation. That's stage one. That's like the haunted house. You hear the footsteps and things like that.
Yeah.
And there's oppression, where you feel you're kind of under a paranormal assault.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's possession.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah.
So would
maybe
I be
by the time you're
stage one or stage three?
I guess by the time you're at stage three, you might just enjoy the possession. I don't know.
I think part of me thinks being like living in a haunted house would be cool.
Do you think like you could like become friends with the ghost and have them like do your dishes and shit?
I don't think so.
Oh. What if you just had like a very clean, like a very like ghost that just wants everything to be clean and they
thing
clean
is,
our house for us?
I at no point would I ever be convinced that this was a dead human. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if something's a dead human or a demon, I would always think it's a demon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So okay, what if we had a demon that likes to clean houses?
A demon that likes to clean houses.
Yeah.
Demons can be way more useful than that. Like succubi, have you ever heard of them?
I just don't want to clean the house anymore.
That's an incubus that you want. You want a boy dick demon that cleans the house.
Yeah, that's all. I don't want the house cleaned.
That's how they get you. That's how they get women, the dick demons.
So clean.
Like, want me to clean the house for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, clean it.
Dude.
Just
really?
Dude, yeah.
I will clean all. You just lay there. Yeah. Lay in bed.
You know what? I'm going to leave the house while you clean.
Take the children to school. How about that?
Okay. No, I'm not going to let them take the kids. I'll do that.
You
hate
wouldn't
that.
Let a dick demon
no,
drive
I would,
the
no,
van?
Mm-mm, no. Not with my kids.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, I would go with haunted house for sure. I would go with stage one over stage three.
Yeah. Okay, so it was a dumb question I asked.
Well, what's your answer?
Well, I guess a haunted house.
Or being possessed.
Or being possessed, yeah. I don't know. I just wanted to.
No, that was
question.
A good question. I like that question. Where do you come up with these?
Oh, in my brain.
Like on the spot, or do you think ahead?
That one was on the spot.
Okay.
Some of them I think ahead before the podcast. That one I
like these questions.
I'm having fun with them too.
We should look up paranormal would you rathers. I wonder if
there probably are. I can look that up.
It's such a weird category. I don't know
there
if there
has
would be.
There has to
paranormal
be.
Paranormal would you rathers?
There has
dick
to
demon
be.
Demon or vag demon? Which one? I don't know. That's one I came up with on the spot.
Paranormal would I can't type. Would. Yeah.
Paranormal would.
Would you rather?
What?
100 scary would you rather questions.
Okay.
That's for like parents. Oh, spooky would you rather.
Okay. Let's hear one of these.
Would you rather be haunted by a ghost or be a ghost?
Dude, haunted by a ghost for sure. I think being a ghost, like the idea of being a ghost is kind of terrifying to me.
Yeah. Because you're dead.
Because you're dead. What do you do? Like, you would have to know you're not supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But like, how do you get out?
Yeah.
Have you ever like been in a dream where mm-hmm. you find out it's a dream, but you don't wake up?
Yeah.
It's terrifying. Yeah. It's happened to me only a couple times, but it's like, oh my God, I'm stuck in here.
And one more.
That's what being a ghost would be
one
like.
One more for you.
Give it.
Which possessed doll would you rather deal with? Annabelle or Chucky?
I feel like Chucky. Well, how about you?
Well, I was thinking Annabelle Because Chucky kills people. Did Annabelle actually kill anyone?
Annabelle can kill people.
Oh, she can?
The thing is, Annabelle is a conduit. There's a giant demon.
Oh, you're right.
That is near her. So it's Chucky, you can pick up. You can put him in a box and he's contained.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you contain it?
You can't contain it unless she's in one of those boxes that the Warrens have.
I showed that thing to Logan the other day.
Well, because he's been talking with one of his friends. They talk about scary stuff. He brings up Coraline and she brings up Annabelle.
I was like, has she seen Annabelle? He's like, I don't know.
Like,
so that. I was like, come here, buddy. I got to show you something. And like, I think maybe he'll be interested in this. And so I tell him all about the Warrens. I show him the Annabelle from the movies. And I say, she's based on a real possessed doll. And then I show her that big, giant Raggedy Ann doll.
And he's just like, that's an old doll.
Yep.
That's an
old doll.
That's an old doll. That was his only.
I was like, yeah. And this thing's possessed. See this containment area that they have it in? That's to keep the demon inside.
What did he say?
He's like, that sounds made up. Like, oh. I told him about the Amityville house.
Yeah.
Because that's adjacent to the Warrens as well. And then there's that picture of that ghost kid. You mm-hmm. look at it on here.
And he's like, that looks fake.
Yeah, he's like, they faked that. But like today, just now, when I went up there to check on him, he always makes me take his books when he's done reading them.
Yeah.
He said, you know, I was thinking about that Amityville house. I was like, okay. He's like, that picture of the kid? I was like, yeah, but buddy, that's fake. Okay? That's fake. I don't know if it's fake. It looked pretty fucking real. But I'm not going to tell him that.
Do you think he brought it up at school and someone was like, no, it's real?
I have no idea. No, he's probably just been thinking about it. But it does look exactly like that kid that died.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's creepy. Where did they get that kid?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, on that note, should we start Insidious?
All right. Let's watch Insidious. I'm excited for this one. This is a fun horror movie, I think.
It says it's a scary one.
All right. Well, let's see hopefully. If it's scary. Goodbye. And we're back.
We're back.
All right, about halfway through Insidious. Mm-hmm. How do you like it so far?
I mean, there's a lot going on.
What's your favorite part of the movie so far?
All the mom stress. It feels very, like, you know.
It feels real, doesn't it?
Feels, you know, the dad, she's like, I'm going to go to work. You can take care of these kids. Peace.
As I'm watching Ed Warren just kind of skimp out of his dadly responsibilities. It's like, I got to grade papers, I'm sorry. And then it shows him in an empty classroom.
Just sleeping at the desk.
Avoiding his home life. Like, God damn, I do this like every day.
Yeah.
You always come in. It's harder for me to get away with it because I work here.
Yeah.
But you always come in and I'm just like playing Warcraft.
Yep.
On the laptop upstairs. Like, oh, hey, what's up?
Yep.
You're like, oh, that's, yeah.
That's a hard day at work, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm waiting for a response on this. Grading papers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's.
But that morning when she's just trying to get everything, she's on the phone with the phone company. She's on the phone with someone.
She's like, "I'd like to speak to an agent, agent, agent."
And then like the kids all need something. He's just slowly plucking white hair out of his head and brushing his teeth in the bathroom, yep. Like giving no fucks. And then he's like, "Sorry, I'm running late. I can't take the kids to school."
Yeah.
Bye.
There's a lot of little details in this movie like that I really like, where it feels very real.
Yeah.
It's kind of a goofy movie with a realistic feel to it.
Yeah, because he's just plucked that hair out.
Yeah.
And also, when she woke up to him snoring. those pajamas she was wearing, though.
Yeah.
I want them.
The thing is, okay, so she's got these monkey pajamas. And it's one of my favorite parts of this movie, where she's up and then her son comes down. And he has the same monkey pajamas.
Yeah.
Have matching pajamas. So that was kind of an adorable scene, I thought.
I feel like with a lot of these movies, and it's probably just because of the nature of the mom being home, it always starts with the mom. And the mom is always getting overwhelmed with everything, and no one's believing that she's seen this shit.
Because it's crazy. Would you believe you?
No, I wouldn't believe me, but like, it's just, all these movies hit me a little bit in the mom feels.
Yeah. Yeah, this one, The Conjuring, do you think James Wan has a mom vibe to him?
Yeah, because it's very,
he seems
like,
to nail it.
Yeah. I like some of the imagery.
Like what?
With, like, the spooky stuff, yeah.
Yeah, we got to see the demon that's trying to...
I guess, should we explain what's going on? Because we just kind of...
Explain it. We're just saying whatever. Okay, we're talking
so
about pajamas.
So somehow, the mom is a composer, right?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming maybe they have money from that, too.
I'm guessing it's a hobby. It's
okay, yeah, because...
What I gather.
Yeah, so somehow, on a teacher's salary, they afford
they
this...
They have an 8,000 square foot, 30-room house.
Although, maybe it was on discount because it's haunted. Yeah, so maybe... this is a sweet deal.
So, we did a little research in the Amityville episode where there's always this myth that you get a discounted house because of the ghosts. And
it wasn't true, right?
It was $5,000 more after the murders. After that whole family was murdered. So, no, it wasn't true at all. Like, yeah. My whole childhood and most of my adult life, really? I believed that.
Is this house is cheap. Must be haunted.
I thought I could go out and get a cheaper haunted house. And it just isn't true. No. It costs more.
Yeah.
I mean, the ghosts cost extra.
Yeah, I mean, that's an experience that not everyone gets.
That is true.
You're paying for a vibe.
Wouldn't it be kind of cool to live in a haunted house?
Well, because, like, you know, you pay... Well, you pay more for, like, lakefront property and shit. So, yeah, pay more for...
It's different, though, right? Lakefront property versus ghosts.
Yeah, I'm much for the lakefront property.
I would... Okay. I wouldn't want a haunting every night of my life.
No, and I would not want...
Footsteps at 3 a.m., but... I mean, an occasional haunting.
Like on Halloween. Cool. Like October, they can go crazy. They can go crazy in October. Like, so we could scare the shit out of some trick-or-treaters. Like, yeah.
It's just like an occasional ghostly encounter.
And then, like, when we need our sleep again, they just, like, get quiet and let us sleep. Catch up on our sleep. You know?
Exactly.
Oh, look, our kids' grades are suffering right now. Can you please just chill on the haunting so they can get good sleep and get better at school?
Like, I'll creak quieter, I guess.
Thank you. So anyway, yeah, they move to this really expensive house. Dad's like, I gotta go grade papers until, like, midnight every night.
Where are you? This shit happening everywhere.
So, like, she's trying to do music, and the baby keeps crying, and she was like, man, you are a lot better than your sister. Sister cries a lot. And then Dalton, her oldest?
I think so.
I think he's the oldest. Goes up to the creepy-ass attic, as kids do, and then falls on a ladder and then hears noises.
Bumps his head. Goes to bed and doesn't wake up again.
He's in a coma. And they're like, oh, shit. That's, you know, Dad did try to wake him up. She was like, can you go wake up Dalton? He was like...
That scene is scary to me. Because that's one
terrifying.
Of those
like
that feels real.
Yeah.
Where he's like, all right, get up, sleepyhead. Come on.
We're both going to get in trouble. Come on, get up.
And then slowly but surely, he realizes that his son's not waking.
Well, anytime our kids are sick, I'm like, I'm going to go in that room.
I know.
And they're not going to be.
So many times I've hovered over them.
Yeah.
Just like looking at them.
Are they breathing? I mean, I do that with the cats, too, especially Simon, because he's, like, getting up there in age. And Simon is a black cat, so sometimes I can't tell if he's breathing. Like, I feel like he's harder to tell if he's breathing than Billy.
Well, he's
Billy.
Poofy. It's not
he's
the blackness.
Poofy, yeah.
He's just poofy, so you can't see him breathe.
Yeah, so, so I'll poke him sometimes.
I think we talked about it on this podcast that one time. You went into Naomi's room, you're like, hey, Simon. Simon?
Simon.
Okay, let's go into Logan's room. I'm just hearing you. I thought, like, is Simon dead up there? And you're like, yeah, I thought he was dead. Like, that's how you deal with that?
Well,
let's go into the next room.
Just, to get her out, I was probably hanging off Naomi, right?
Yeah.
Logan probably wasn't here, was he?
I'm sure he was in his room, because they were going to bed.
Oh, yeah, I was just thinking, like...
Simon? Okay, hey, Naomi, let's go
going out so I can get a moment to myself, figure out what's going on, but yeah.
She just pick Simon up and just throw him in another room so she doesn't see.
Oh, Simon's playing. We'll do this in the morning.
Look, he's dancing.
Anyway, shit. Simon, I'm sorry we're talking about how old you are.
You're a spry old cat. You're okay.
Yeah, he's like, what, 15?
I don't know. He's up there. He's about to die.
No.
He is.
Logan has asked. Logan was like, so when Simon dies, can we get a new cat?
And what did you tell him? Billy has to die too?
Yeah, I said, I don't think Billy would like a new cat. He's like, okay, fine, when Billy dies.
Yeah, when Billy and Simon are both dead, we'll talk about it.
Anyway, back to the movie. Yeah, like that scene, just anytime like the kids are sick or like, yeah, that's a good adult parent fear.
Yeah.
So they go to the hospital and the doctor's like, I've never seen a coma like this. I mean, he's fine. There's no brain issues.
Ugh.
Which don't know what it is. So then they go back. They just do hospice care at home and shit starts happening. Foster is the other brother, I think.
I don't know. You know, rewatching this, I forgot that kid existed.
Yeah, the middle.
I remember there was a baby, and I remember there was Dalton. But like, oh, I forgot about this one.
Yeah, it's the middle son, and he's like, at one point, the mom's tucking him in. He's like, "Can I switch rooms?" And she's like, "Why?" And he's like, "I don't like it when Dalton moves around in the middle or walks around in the middle of the night or something like that." And she was just like, "Then she didn't bring that up again."
Well, it's just weird kid shit.
Yeah.
It's weird shit all the time.
But she was noticing weird things. She was seeing things. Like, I feel like, because that's when the alarm went off.
If you brought it up to me, if you're like, I'm seeing ghosts, and then Logan said something weird, I'm like, okay. They always say something weird.
I guess. Yeah, and he's, Josh is no Ed, so.
No, he's a little more of, I don't know, is he kind of a dick?
He's kind of a dick, I think. He's
kind of a dick.
Like, borderline, but I think there's something. Well, I know there's something going on with his childhood.
It is borderline because I do feel like I kind of feel for him. I think he's a bit of a pussy because he's just completely ignoring his home life.
Yeah, she pointed that out. Just
leaving it up completely. Yeah, to
because
the mom.
As soon as he experienced weird shit like that break in, that's when he started sleeping the night. No, yeah, that break in or the break in. That's when he starts. I'm grading a lot. Like, he was staying there and sleeping until, like,
he's
midnight.
He's like, I don't want someone to break in and kill me. Like, you don't want to be there? Yeah, about that break-in. So, he tells his wife to get the kids, go into Dalton's room, and then he goes downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely coming with me if there's a break-in.
Hey, hang out with your creepy, comatose brother. I'll be RB.
The thing is, if a guy breaks in, I probably can't beat him in a fight.
I can't.
No, that's why we both go. I don't just send you. No, I can slow him down, and then you can stab him.
With what?
With a knife. There's the knife hanging up in our room. Oh, we got that weird sacrificial dagger.
Swords, that's true. We got
a lot of knives everywhere. With what? Do we have to practice this? I thought you would just know. Oh, take one of the knives everywhere. Fucking everywhere.
Good point. Okay, look.
I have these rosary beads, too. Why do you think I have these? I could choke someone to death with them.
But throughout this entire podcast adventure, what have I said? Anytime there's a thing about survival, what would I do?
Die.
Die.
Every time.
Every single time.
No. You are my sidekick. I'm calling the shots. You stab the fucking guy. I'll hold him as best I can. He's probably stabbing me while I'm doing this, so you got to be quick about it.
I'm not fast.
I married the wrong person.
Yeah, you
You're
did.
You're going to clam up.
My
life is going to be on the line. You're going to have the knife in your hand. You're like, I don't know what to do.
You know, there's
fucking stab him in the neck.
Okay, but you know there's fight, flight, or
freeze.
Freeze. I freeze. I'm just freeze.
Married the wrong woman.
Yeah.
God damn it. I hope no one's hearing this, because if you break in, it's going to be easy.
I mean, freeze and flight are terrible, because I could just be like, bye!
I don't think you would. I think you would freeze.
No, I would just be freeze.
I
would be freeze.
You'd cry and die.
Yeah, which, again, I've said this the entire podcast. Like, no one listening is surprised by this.
I can't believe
it. Why are you surprised?
I can't believe I got to hold the guy down and stab him myself.
Hey, what you signed up for when you married me.
I didn't know that. That should be part of it.
That's part of our vows.
I feel like, will you stab the fucker if I hold him back a little bit?
Will you help me? Anyway, back to the movie.
Okay, what about this movie?
So at some point she's like, "I want you. You're not here." He's like, "Well, I was at school," and she's like, "No, I mean even when you're here, whenever there's a stressful situation like a parking ticket, God,
you're bringing up the parking ticket.
I don't run from stress." Anyway, he finally agrees to move. So somehow on his teacher's salary, they move to another house. This one's smaller, though. It is house.
Yeah, it is a very small house.
Yeah.
I thought that was his mom's house or something.
I thought, because his mom was always there, and she wasn't there at the beginning of the movie. So then, I thought we were going to pause here, because I was like, sus. His mom is looking at a picture that they have of a family, and she's like, oh, you got Josh to sit still for a family. I'm like, warning signs are for a picture.
Do you remember from the beginning, too?
That there was no pictures of Josh as a kid.
Yeah, she's looking through the photo album with Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, there's pictures of you. And then she's like, he's like, is there pictures of Daddy? And she's like, we don't really have any.
Yeah.
So
and
this
then
is a thing.
The mom is like, not giving Renee.
Yeah.
It's not giving Renee like, oh, I think you're kind of crazy looks. She's just kind of like, uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, ghosts.
Yeah, no one knows what you're going through because of it. So, but it felt more than her just being like, no one understands what you're going through because your son's in a coma. It felt more like, yeah, I got you.
More like, I understand what you're going through.
With the ghosts, I get that.
Maybe I've gone through the same thing myself.
Yeah, and then we meet Elise.
Yeah, Elise is the one, that's Lynn Shay. She's from Michigan.
Oh, okay.
She's kind of the star of the Insidious series, I would say.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I like her.
So she's like a psychic or something that Josh's mom knew. I think Josh's mom is Lorraine. Do you think that's on purpose?
Oh, like a reference to Lorraine.
Yeah.
I do think it's on purpose.
Because they're like, oh, the kids are with it. Like, so the mom before this, Renee, the mom of Dalton, is like,
the fuck was that?
Yeah. It's raining, though. Maybe it's snowy rain. Maybe something.
Okay, pause. Holy shit. It was just noises.
Yeah, I didn't have to prove that I would freeze. Actually, I did freeze. I just sat here. Well, you looked out the window. Anyway, so as I was saying, at the beginning, or like, they just moved to this house. Mom, Renee's by herself. All the kids must be at school except for, I don't know, maybe the baby's sleeping in Dalton's coma. So the one kid's at school. And then she starts hearing the music changes. Tiptoe Through the Tulips starts playing. Yep. And then she sees in the window a kid dancing. In old-timey clothes.
Mm-hmm. And he's in black and white, so you know it's from a while ago.
And then she goes in the house, can't find him. Then she hears him go into Dalton's room. She goes to, like, sees she's poking out. Gets a baseball bat? What'd she have?
Oh, it was a hockey stick.
Hockey stick. And then this demon thing jumps out.
It was the kid.
It was the kid, yeah.
That's not a demon thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. She said it looked weird.
It's just the deep. It was the kid.
Then she calls a priest, and then Josh comes home and is like, my wife and a priest? Ah, this is a joke. And then his mom is there like, hey, hi, mate, tea. And his mom,
Your recaps are the best, by the way. This is exactly what happened. You guys don't even have to see the movie.
No, you don't. You know,
it yourself.
This is why you should let me recap all the stuff we watch.
Mom made tea.
Grandma made tea. I guess I should call her grandma.
Or the grandma made tea.
Apparently, grandma had a dream. So she was astral projecting, wasn't she?
Oh, I bet she was.
Yeah, because we'll talk about that in a second.
Was this a family thing?
Well, I want to. So she's talking about how she was in the dream and she saw Josh and Renee sleeping. So then she went to Dalton's room and she saw the demon.
Mm-hmm.
At one point when Josh is sleeping at the classroom, he astral projects. He sees the house. This is way before, at the old house. He goes to he sees Dalton. Like, he's astral projecting.
Or is he dreaming?
Well, but I think he thinks he's dreaming, but really I think he's...
Oh, like what Elise said about Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he's dreaming, but he's not. He's astral projecting.
Yeah.
And his mom does it, and he does it.
Yeah, because we find out from Elise later on, once Elise gets there, that, oh, he's really great at astral projecting, and he thinks it's dreams. So now he's in some fucking scary land, and now everyone wants to go to his body. And then Josh is like, fuck this. No, I don't believe this. Get out of here.
So what do you think about Elise? You like Elise?
I like Elise.
Okay.
I think she's legit.
What about the two little doofuses that
they are so annoying, but I like it. Like,
I think about that. Like, the thing I think about these two guys, I like the characters, but I don't know if I like the actors playing them.
Yeah.
Like, I think if they had different actors, they would be a lot better.
Because they're supposed to be the comedic sidekicks to her. So
yeah.
They're supposed to be dumb and stupid, but like.
They remind me of the lone gunman from the X-Files. Okay.
I've seen some X-Files, yes, but I don't know.
There's like those three weirdos that are friends with Mulder, kind of.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
They're like the conspiracy guys. Mm-hmm. They're always looking into stuff. The lone gunman.
Yeah. I like how the one guy in Insidious made like a toy out of those, like, or not toy, a tool out of the...
It was a little, that kid's toy thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do like them. I don't know about the actors, but...
I just don't know. How much do you think she pays them? Do you think they're, like, related to her and she just had to, like, these my nephews need a job type of thing?
It could be her nephews.
Because she's just, like...
But what do they charge?
I don't know.
Do they charge anything?
I don't know.
The thing about these ghost hunters, like, most of them don't charge anything. Like, that's kind of the standard. Like, it's just... All these people, all the ghost hunters are hobbyists, for the most part.
Okay.
Either that, like Ed and Lorraine Warren, even though it was professional, they didn't charge anything. Oh. They made all their money from books.
Oh, okay. Another thing, Elise knows Josh from his childhood. And she's like, oh, I'm just friends with your mom. But
yeah, I don't. They haven't explained that. They have that not a lot,
explained have that yet. But I believe he had a similar situation happen to him that happened with Dalton.
I think so too. Maybe.
I mean, it's not like you've never seen this movie, but that's. That's where everything is, like, connecting and leading in, and then Josh is going to realize that, and then hopefully save his fucking son from The Further. Is it called The Further?
The Further, you got it.
Further, yeah. It's a cool name.
That is so a cool
why
name.
It, like, stuck.
I like that. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's finish this movie. And we're back. We just finished it.
Yeah. Woo! Oh, that was intense.
So where did we leave off? This was right after they kicked Elise out.
They kicked Elise out. Josh was like, fuck you. I don't believe any of this shit you're saying.
I'm gonna save my $600.
I'm not gonna do. Just get out of here. And then he starts looking at his son, talking to his son. And then he notices the pictures his son drew.
He draws a very similar picture to the demon Elise drew.
Yeah, and then he draws a picture of himself sleeping and was like, I watched myself sleep.
And then I fly away into the further.
Dun, dun.
The very next scene after he kicks Elise out, he's like, oh no, she was right.
Oh shit.
They wasted no time with that.
Yeah.
I don't know what they would have done otherwise. But yeah, so they call her back and then she has this weird
gas mask that she breathes into Spax's ears.
Yeah, so it reminded me of the Sandman mask. You did read the Sandman comic,
no.
Right? You didn't?
No.
You didn't?
I didn't.
I thought you did.
I didn't.
Okay, well, in God, the Sandman,
that look you're giving me.
He's got, well, the Sandman has a mask that looks just like this. I don't know. I was kind of wondering if it was a reference. This is a Sandman show out, too. Actually, it was pretty entertaining.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so then they call Elise back. She's got that creepy gas mask.
Yep, so she's... What, Specs is farting into the mask?
No, she's
sniffing it.
No, well, he's got
this
it.
This is how she gets to the astral plane.
He's got it in his ear, so he's ear farting into her face.
Ear farting.
And then they reach Dalton. And a demon.
So there's Darth Maul,
mm-hmm.
who is trying to take over his body. Could you cats fuck off? No, you're ruining the podcast.
They love you.
We got two cats. All right, get up here. Just be quiet about it. Where were we at before the cats interrupted us?
Darth Maul.
Yeah, so Darth Maul's trying to take over Dalton's body. Because mm-hmm. Dalton is away. And I guess it takes some work to take over a human's body.
Yeah.
As a kid.
I guess they didn't realize he wasn't in his body for, I don't know. They have to weaken.
They have to do something. He gets weaker the longer he's away.
And I think, yeah.
She said the demon, the Darth Maul demon, is the closest to taking over his body.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really explain the mechanics of this.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, so I'm not really sure how you take over a body.
You just
I would like to know.
Hold
that.
Him hostage, it looks like.
Yes. So we did have a little glimpse of that later.
Yeah. So then, so they figure out we got to rescue him. And then Elise is like, calls Lorraine. And Lorraine's like, I'm watching the grandkids, but okay, I'll come over.
Fuck these kids.
I don't know who's watching the other grandkids at this point.
I'm bored. I'm going
so,
over there.
So Lorraine comes over with a box of pictures. Yeah, Simon. Of Josh when he was a kid. What?
Yeah. And Josh, in all of his pictures...
Wasn't Billy that meowed?
Whatever. Yeah, that was Billy.
Oh, you hate that I can't tell the cats apart.
It blows my mind that you can't tell their meows apart. Like, they've been here for a while. I feel like you should know their voices. But that's fine. I get you. It's fucking crazy, though. They meow every day. Well, Simon meows every day.
Yeah, that's why. Billy rarely meows. When I hear him meow, I just assume it's Simon. It's just...
Okay.
If a cat's gonna... Okay, anyway. Great podcast.
Yeah, we suck at this. I don't know why you're still listening.
So Lorraine comes with pictures and shares the story that Josh was haunted by a creepy old lady.
An old lady. Ooh. A little fun fact about this. Old lady is played by a man.
Oh, cool.
And it's the same man that plays Bathsheba in The Conjuring.
Ooh. I did not know that.
That's why it's a fun fact.
Okay. Yep. So they realize that Josh can astral project himself, so they send him to the further.
So now I guess this is kind of payback for the first half of the movie, where the mom has to do everything.
Yeah, now the dad's doing everything.
Like, yeah, now you have to risk your soul and body.
And he does a shitty job. She's like, don't draw attention to yourself. So what does he do?
Dalton!
Where's my son? Have you seen my son? Ask all these people who want a human body to go
living into. Living person over here.
We all try to find my living son. I'm living. My body's back that way. So yeah. So then there's like adventure in the further. But he does find his son. And he rescues.
That's kind of creepy. How do you think being a ghost is like now after seeing
it? It doesn't seem that fun.
Kind of sucks, right?
It seemed like they were all reliving their worst moments.
Yeah.
Or I guess the moments before they died. I don't, man. Yeah.
You have not seen the Haunting of Bly Manor. I wish I could bring that up.
I know.
But Haunting of Bly Manor, I think, is like the best representation of ghosts. But you haven't seen it, so nope. I'm just kind of wasting my breath here.
Yep. Wow, you sounded angry there. Anyway,
I'm a little mad that you haven't seen this. You haven't finished Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah, I know, because it was a heart.
It got fucking. It show gets so fucking crazy.
I will watch it at some point.
But we gotta start over now.
I know.
You're not gonna remember anything.
That's fine.
Oh my god, Haunting of Hill House, and you have to see Haunting of Bly Manor.
Yeah,
fuck. Mm-hmm. These are. Okay, so The Haunting of Hill House is the best haunted anything I've ever seen, movie or show.
I know, but it was too much for me at the time.
Okay.
So I just couldn't.
All right.
It was a lot. I couldn't.
And I would say The Haunting of Bly Manor is on par with Haunting of Hill House. I don't even know which one's better. They're both awesome.
I will watch them.
Okay.
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 That's the movie that we just watched.
Okay.
Because I'm tired. I want to wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Come on.
So Josh rescues his son.
Yes, he does. And he goes back and they're fine.
And it's happy-go-lucky. Everyone's celebrating. Josh says he's tired. No, Dalton says he's tired.
He's eating spaghetti. Where's
really
the spaghetti
sloppily
from?
I don't know. Maybe the mom prepped it. I don't know.
Prepped it?
I don't know. Maybe it's his favorite meal.
Did she cook this every day for him?
No, because she had faith that Josh would save the day.
I don't know where the spaghetti came from.
Yeah, I don't think we're supposed
from
to think too hard on it.
I think that's an oversight. This is a filming oversight. If it was like pizza rolls, that would have made sense.
Yeah.
Spaghetti? The fuck did the spaghetti
look, she's from a mom. She's always prepared.
She's just cooking spaghetti 24/7?
It's his favorite meal. Okay.
She's dumping gallons of spaghetti in the garbage every day.
No
months.
One knows what it's like. The little forest is like, I don't want to eat anymore. Foster.
It's his favorite meal. You're going to eat the spaghetti that
you
can't.
This is why I didn't tell you about the award I got.
Oh, you want an award? Let's eat more spaghetti.
We'll celebrate with spaghetti. Anyway, so then Elise and Josh have a nice chat. The movie ends. No cliffhanger.
That's it. No. So she takes a picture of him. And says,
he must do something. He's acting a little strange. She gets something.
He doesn't even seem to be acting strange. I think it's her psychic.
Yeah, something like in her head.
So she takes a picture of him and says, oh no, uh-oh. And then he's like, why'd you do that? And he chokes it.
No, I fucking... And he's like screaming at her, and it takes everyone a long time to be like,
bitch.
Wait, what's Josh doing? And then Elise dies, so she's clearly not the star in the other movies.
Or is she?
You dickhead. But it ends. It ends with Josh touching Renee.
I do think it was a mistake to kill off Elise in this movie.
Yeah.
It is upsetting. I will say, a little bit of a spoiler, they find ways to bring her back in the other
movie. Oh, so she just possesses people?
There's one that's like a flashback movie. You get to meet a young Elise. It's a different actress.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But yeah, she is the star of the movie. I don't know. I think because Lin Shaye kind of nails it. She's a very likable character. I don't know if they anticipated that when they wrote the script.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't anticipate her being that good.
Yeah.
And so she just sort of ended up being the star, but she dies.
So Insidious 2 takes place directly after?
Yeah.
Okay.
They get to resolve this whole mess.
Oh my god, is it really Dalton?
What?
Is it really Dalton? Is Dalton really Dalton?
I think so, yeah. Is it really Dalton? Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. But what if the baby's possessed? They don't know it until
the baby's never... astral projecting.
Yeah, they just never learn that the baby.
I feel like that would happen all the time if this was something that could happen.
I know babies would be getting possessed all the time. You know what though? Maybe that, you know, like how they talk about like fae and changelings switch swapping babies.
Dude, and like you think about some people, like some serial killers, they've been just dickheads since they were born.
Yeah,
that would explain it.
Yeah. Wow, we cracked the mystery.
We did crack the mystery.
I should get the dice. Hang on. Although I forgot, before I roll the dice, we didn't do the ratings.
Oh, the ratings. What do you think?
Okay,
gave
so
it?
I would personally give it 85. 80, 85. I really enjoyed
That's
it.
That's about right for me. I would say 80, between 85, 90.
Yeah.
I really like this movie. There's a couple cheesy things about it.
But I mean, most have.
But it's a fun movie. Yeah. I liked all the little things in this movie again. Which
I'm going to give it a solid 85.
Okay, 85. I think I'm about on the same level with you.
Critics, maybe 75. And the people, 80.
Yeah, I'm going to say critics, 70. I think people, 85.
Yeah, I feel like I don't ever agree completely with the people.
Let's see how they do. Okay, here we go. Insidious, dun, dun, dun. Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Critics, 66. Audience, 62.
Wow.
Interesting.
Do we just not have taste?
I think so.
Are we the problem?
We're the problem.
But again, like...
I don't know.
With the podcast, it's different because I do have to force myself to watch movies because we have to record it, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, with other movies and other, like, media and books and shit, like, it's always going to be a higher rating because I'm not going to finish watching it or reading it if I don't fucking like it.
Yeah.
Like.
I'm just wondering what the critics and the audience didn't like about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, it was a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was a well-shot movie.
It was, yeah. There were good spooky. They had, like, when the mom was doing the laundry, when Renee was doing the laundry,
Yeah.
Clean her house and you see the little kid, like just little shots like that. There are always these little like clips, like just of the ghosts being there.
I think it's a really good movie in terms of it being fun. There's a lot of like cheesy, like jumpy kind of scares.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, but I don't really necessarily hold that against movies.
Yeah, I think ratings tend to not like the jump scares.
But I don't think it was overdone.
No, it wasn't overdone, but it was. Just like the certain,
I think
there were like cliche scary bits.
I do think the chemistry between Patrick Wilson and
Robin Burns or something,
Rose Burns. I think, or I don't know, could have been better.
Yeah, they weren't that great. She's kind of a dud.
They weren't like the chemistry between they both felt kind of duddy. Like even
maybe he's a little bit of a dud.
He felt a bit of a dud in this movie.
You know, Vera Farmiga kind of carries that relationship.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. But
she's fantastic.
So maybe that was I could see that being a strike. But like even so, it didn't take away because they didn't really have too many scenes where they actually had to be too chemistry with. Like,
yeah, yeah. He's also not likable.
Yeah,
like he's not a likable character.
He's not. I know.
They kind of build him that way.
Yeah, and then they redeem him at the end, and then he becomes a...
Then he gets possessed immediately.
Yeah.
So he's got about 15 minutes of being a good guy.
Yeah, so I think that... So I guess I could see how that could... But
that
again,
can do it.
But again, like, it just felt like part of the story, and it just...
Yeah. You know, it's fine.
It's fine. All right, now I'm going to roll the dice.
Not every character has got to be a great guy.
No, I like non-likable characters. Well, I mean, I don't like them, but, like, you know.
I love the not likable characters. I really do.
11.
Okay.
44.
44. Here we go. Okay, what do we got here? Ooh, from the Annabelle series. The first Annabelle movie?
Oh, very timely. We keep talking about Annabelle.
Yeah, our son keeps bringing it up for some reason.
So maybe we should watch with... No, we're not going to watch with them.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Oh, God,
that'd be...
no.
Are you serious?
He's not ready.
Are you serious?
He already has nightmares about everything.
Oh, okay. So I guess which Annabelle movie are we going to watch? Are we going to watch the first one?
It just says, it doesn't say.
It just says the Annabelle series. Yeah, generally, we would start with the first one.
Yeah, let's start with the first one.
Okay,
are you saying no?
One. Well, there's better ones than the first one in the Annabelle series. Like, well, Annabelle Creation is a really good one.
You surprise me.
Okay, so next time we're gonna watch something.
We're gonna watch something. It's gonna be Annabelle related.
Annabelle related.
Surprise for all of us
from the Conjuring universe.
We're just gonna stick to. What's his face? I don't think he's in any of those Annabelle movies. Is
Annabelle
he?
Comes Home, Ed Warren.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's it. So keep it creepy.
And spooky. Goodbye.